She comes strutting down the street in her sophisticated style. The way she's dressed is knocking them wild. The cats started gazing and they called her out. Her pink petal pushes was knocking them out. She wears a pink petal pushes.
Unbelievable.
Pink petal pushes.
Yep.
Pink petal pushes made of the queen of them all. She goes driving down the street in her brand new car. The cats start gazing from near and far. She don't cause commotion till she steps outside. The boys get happy and holler, ooh, ooh, man, alive, she's wearing pink petal pushes. Pink petal pushes. Pink petal pushes. Made of the queen of them all. She goes, ooh. Go, gal, go now. She won the number one vote at the high school prom. The older folks said she kinda favors her mom. But she got more than moms ever had, cause she's a rock and roll ditty with a brand new pad. She's wearing pink petal pushes. Her pink petal pushes. Those pink petal pushes. Her the queen of them all. You know they gave her a part in a high school play, and they all chose her to play the old maid. Curtain call, they had a crowd overflow. Her pink petal pushes, they stole the show. She wears the pink petal pushes. Ooh, pink petal pushes. Pink petal pushes has made her the queen of them all. Yes, he goes, ooh. A pink petal pushes is made of the queen of them all.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Karsten. It's a song I hadn't heard. It's got a nice beat.
Yep.
I'd give it a 10. I think we could dance to it. That's what we used to do on American Bandstand. We'd give them points and say if we could dance to it.
Pink Petal Pushers, courtesy of Carl Perkins. And we welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy here on KTLO. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. The email address is carguy@ktlo.com. 27 before 9 o'clock, we do have a caller on the line, so let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yes, Jack. Last week, did you mention that Jeep had a three-row seat vehicle available but not going to be here in the United States?
That's correct. It's Grand Cherokee, their big one, the deluxe one, the ones that used to have with that simulated wood side trim. They're making that, but it's for sale. It's not for sale here. It's for sale in China.
Well, actually, Jack, if you want a three-row Grand Cherokee, all you have to do is go get a Dodge Durango. A Fiat Chrysler extended a Dodge Durango, I should say extended a Grand Cherokee, 1 foot to insert that third row. Thus, both of them share the same platform, the same underpinnings. Both are rear-wheel drive. Both have rear independent suspensions. Both had the same interior width dimensions, made in the same factory. And so there you go. And you can get one that way.
Well, thank you. Who is this with all this information?
Oh, my name's Joe.
Well, Joe, thank you for calling and informing us on that, and thank you for listening.
Oh, and I might add, in 2015, after I found all this out, I was looking seriously at a Jeep Grand Cherokee, but I'd like to have a longer one, and I looked into it, and I ordered myself one just the way I wanted it. So just to let you know, Jack.
Well, thank you. You know what? I may go get me some of that counter paper that you put on your counters that sticky on the back that looks like wood, and I make myself a Grand Cherokee Waldo.
And by the way, the dash is about identical also. Like if you go down, just look through the windows, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm going to have to go look.
My thinking is Fiat Chrysler doesn't want you to know that because it would have, this is my opinion, would take sales away from the Jeep Grand Cherokee. But anyway, have a good day, Jack. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's what we got. That's the kind of listeners we got, people that know. And I appreciate people calling. You know, a lesser man, somebody that's not securing themselves, they would be hurt by that. Not me. No, when you got a simple mind like mine, you're just glad people listen.
Hard to offend.
Hard to offend, yeah. All right. That is good news, though. That's good. Well, it's happened. It's happened. There's an American SUV, regular SUV, that costs over $100,000. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not making it up, in my newest automotive magazine. Now, do I love it? Yes. Would I drive it? Yes. Is it everything you could ask for in a giant car? Yes. Would I pay $101,765 for it? No.
And that's a hell no.
Yeah. That's
careful, careful.
What we paid for our first brand new house. $101,000 for an SUV. Now, it's a Lincoln Navigator. Lincoln Navigator. It's beautiful. There's nothing, I can't find a thing to fault it. But $101,765 for an everyday driver? I don't think so. Nope, 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 nope. Have to make a lot more drug money than that. That's got to be quite a car, huh?
You know, the drug dealers can't afford that. Only Big Pharma.
No. Oh, I've already stirred up enough trouble. Let's talk practical. The Navigator's wonderful. I mean, I'd drive it. I'd like to have one, but I would never pay it. I just could not go down and write that check. I couldn't. But anyway, Volkswagens, practical. Who would have ever thought in the 60s and 70s, in the 80s, that Volkswagens would be collectible? It doesn't roll off my lips. Some people even say classic. I just can't hardly, my tongue, no. Volkswagen and classic just doesn't work. But it's true, I'm telling you. The prices are going up. They go up all the time. They're going up steadily up. All of them, even bugs. And
all those hippies grew up.
Well, they want them again. And, you know, one of the reasons is you can get a Volkswagen, enjoy it, not cost a fortune, drive it. You can go anywhere in them donkeys, and you can find pieces and parts and people that can fix them anywhere. I mean, I appreciate them.
But you can't get there fast.
No, you can't. Well, you don't need to get everywhere fast. Bugs. Bugs are good. You know, then the vans, the truck. Oh, the pickups are almost... I can't even buy them anymore, the Volkswagen pickups. Well, let's just do a trivia question about Volkswagens, as long as I'm rambling along around that.
Okay.
Everybody get ready for your trivia.
I believe we still have one of those. And this one may have the ASU Mountain Home logo on it.
Okay, well, that'd be nice. So this is for a just-for-you coffee cup. Okay, now we have had a vigorous discussion. I didn't... pass this through my scrutineering board here before I come up with it on the spur of the moment. So they say that I should accept one of two answers. We'll see, since I got the microphone. The German, and now he's easily persuaded Steiner to go to his side, have one answer. Me and John, my statistician, have another answer. So we'll see. We'll just see what our knowledgeable audience thinks. Here we go. This is a Volkswagen trivia question. Posey, you can jump in on the first call. You don't have to wait. Okay. What was the first year a Volkswagen was manufactured? What was the first year a Volkswagen was manufactured?
That was a bug? Or was it?
Yeah, a bug-type vehicle. Yeah. How about that, Karsten? A bug-type vehicle.
All right. And next week's question will be, who's the first person to start slug bug?
Yeah.
425-5522 or toll free 888-884-0364. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Morning. Was it 1943?
No, but that's a good guess. The war was kind of going on then, and so they weren't. No, it wasn't then, but
thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for trying. Let's go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
How about 36 or 37?
Which one? Now, you got to pick one, Posey, Dr. Posey.
36.
No.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
That ain't right. Hey, Karsten can pick the music at least once a month.
Okay, there's one vote for Karsten. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
1939.
No, but that's one of this group's real close answers.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Very close.
Let's go to line, I think we're about to go there, and go to line 7. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey, 1947.
1947.
No, thank you, though.
Thanks for trying.
That's close, too. To the
All
other
right.
answer.
Well, phone lines are open right now. If you'd like to try your luck at it, the number is 425-5522 or 888-884-0364. I think we're about to have another caller, Tyler, helping us out. We appreciate his assistance this morning. And let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
1940.
No. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for trying. And let's see, we're about to get another phone call in just a moment. And Tyler's, again, helping us out there. And let's go to line 7. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yes, 1949.
Nope, that's a good answer.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. Let's go to, I believe, just a moment. There we go, line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yes, 1938.
38.
That's, you know, that's my answer. That's, yes, I'm going to take it. Now, we're going to give an explanation about that. Who is this?
This is Doan Treat.
Well, Doan, thanks for taking those pistons over there, Doan.
Oh, no problem. I was glad to. I was going anyway to feed the cattle. So.
40,000, can you imagine that? I just about run that thing a little too long.
Yeah.
All right, Doan, you're right. You can, they've got your information.
Sure.
Let me explain about why there is some dissension. Karsten, would you give it in your best English, your explanation?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. 1938, the full predecessor of Volkswagen was produced, which was the KDF-Wagen, which means Kraft durch Freude, meaning strength through joy. That was Hitler's program to get the Germans on the road with an affordable car. Out of it, later, the Volkswagen got developed with American help in 46.
Okay.
So the first produced Volkswagen was 1946.
The first car with the VW emblem on it was produced in 1946.
Yeah.
The predecessor to the Volkswagen Bug, which it was a bug, it was air-cooled, it was rear, it looks like the Bug.
Same thing.
Just
Italian and Porsche built it.
Yeah, Porsche built it at Hitler's request in 1938. So I'm taking, since it's my show, I'm taking 1938. the first one with a VW emblem, as we know it, stuck on it, was in 1946 after the war. Okay.
All right. So, Doan, if you're still listening, you can come by and pick up your mug. That just sounded funny. here at the studio on Highway 5 North this coming week, the ladies will have it upstairs in the front office for you.
All right. Well, let's get our last break in. I'm dying to hear this last song. They have been great so far. It hadn't been the Platters. I know there'll be a lot of disappointed people. But
all right. We will break and be back with more in just a moment. It is 15 before 9, you're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Come see the new shipment of furniture at Factory Return Outlet, our mattresses, and our specials on older inventory. Now take 20% off the already marked down prices on dressers and chests, headboards, coffee tables, and TV stands, and a wide selection of styles, colors, and sizes. 20% additional savings on these items. Don't miss your deal. Shop Factory Return Outlet behind KFC and Mountain Home.
Factory Return Outlet. Don't miss your deal.
The mission of building bridges from hunger to hope goes beyond providing food for those in need at the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. It means building a better community by meeting the needs of those experiencing poverty and hunger. February is Canned Food Month at the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. In this month, our community cares, sponsored by Baxter Regional Medical Center, H&R Block, Integrity First Bank, Danny Porter of Century 21 Lemack Realty, KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot, salutes the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas.
I have two categories of clothes, cute and what were you thinking?
Add more cute to your closet and everywhere else in your home with surprising finds from Gordmans. Yeah, Gordmans. We've restocked our entire store with on-trend styles and designer finds at every turn. Load up on super cute shoes and handbags and must-have home decor, all at unbelievably low prices. So get shopping. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller price tags.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
That one.
That was Lynn Howard and the Accents. Red Thunderbird is the name of that song.
I tell you, we are getting. I'm going to let him pick once a month. Yeah, I'm impressed. Maybe I'll let you all pick. No, not John. No, everybody but John. No, not Steiner. Oh no. All right. You know, I sat here and I'm looking out the window of the old Never Done, and I just saw this squirrel loping across the yard, and you know what entered my mind? Are squirrels born full size? I have never seen a baby squirrel. No. I mean, we got millions of them. Have you ever seen a baby one?
Yeah.
I think they're born full size.
No, a little bit.
You sure?
Yeah.
John says they're born little.
Yeah, we raised one.
He raised one.
Well, Ann did.
Okay. Well, I've never seen one. That's just one of them questions that you just don't hear on every radio program. Are squirrels born full size? Anyway, the latest disturbing news from China. They're not invading anybody. Here it is.
Oh, no.
Geely, that huge, big conglomerate, auto manufacturer, this is the one that bought Volvo, the one that bought Lotus, has just bought a 10% interest in Daimler. That'd be Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Yep. That's a sad day, guys. Sad. Rick, do you have something you want to say?
Well, I do have two things I was going to mention, but since you mentioned Geely, isn't their most famous model the Geely POS? I have two things. The car show calendar, I was going to bring an update for the car show calendar. The first big show of the season is going to kick off March 17th. That would be in Melbourne. It includes the Chocolate Roll Festival. There's a car show. Yeah, that's in, oh, yeah, Marshall, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Marshall,
it's Atlanta.
Marshall, Arkansas, with the Chocolate Roll Festival, has a car show there. And also in Salem, Missouri, the same weekend, is the 100 Acre Woods Rally with the rally cars. And then as a point of safety, I know a lot of people carry fire extinguishers in their car, and the Kitty or Kitta company, K-I-D-D-E, has a recall on a whole bunch of fire extinguishers. So if you have a Kitta fire extinguisher, check their website. It's probably recalled.
That's mine.
It needs to go back.
Let me ask you this, since you know all about the car shows. Isn't the Harrison car show on the 10th?
As a proud bomber, I don't know anything about any car show in Harrison.
I believe it is on the 10th. Okay, so with that update on the car shows, well, I might as well just break it all to you on the sad news from that part of the world over there about cars. Consumer Report just released their list of the top auto brand of the year. It is a Genesis. That's a South Korean car. It's spelled Hyundai. Not a Cadillac, not a Lincoln Navigator, not a Mercedes or a Daimler car. A Genesis car. Okay. Steiner says they're nice, so I'll go with it. I guess everybody in the world's heard Ford let their top guy go, that Raj, the guy. The press release says alleged, that's the word that I'm hinging it on, alleged inappropriate behavior, and that's all they say. And the guy's career could be ruined after a lifetime of work. He's just out. He's going to lose his $10 million bonus, they said, too, but worse than that, I would think, because he's not hurting for dough. But worse than that, because of alleged inappropriate behavior, of course, it may not all be bad, because I also read in there where he had to sign a two-year non-compete with them. So Ford must think some other major automotive company would be interested in him, even with his alleged inappropriate behavior. So it might not be so bad, but makes me feel bad. What a world we live in, huh? What a world we live in. Next week, so that you all can get ready, because when I started to do this, I was going to just do it today and spring it on you and have you call in. And I thought, no, man, it took me a long time to thank myself, and that's not fair for you all. Next week, I'm going to ask a question early on and let you call in. The question is going to be, if you could have any three cars in the whole world, any three cars, but that was all you could get the rest of your life, and you had to keep those three. You could not sell them. You had to keep them, drive them, use them, maintain them. What three cars would you pick? You never get another car. That's all you get to have. So we're going to ask that next week. I think that might be fun. I've asked similar questions, but this is the only cars you will ever have the rest of your... Now, some of us... That does not much of a lifespan left, but some of the younger guys, you know, if you think about it, you can't get rid of it. It's the only one you could have, the only ones. And I've got my, I've got mine.
Yeah. Well, you need something really reliable.
No, John, don't.
Come on, we can spill our guts here.
We'll have our picks next week, as will our listeners. We're not going to cheat. I know I don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk just real brief about that Hurricane Katrina. And it was a bad, bad thing down there on a lot of levels. But I was reading a story about the automotive repercussions from that hurricane and what it did. I didn't know this. Do you know that Houston, in Harvey County, the Harvey County alone, they have registered 3.5 million cars just in that county. That's about the population of Arkansas, a little more than the population of Arkansas, just in this one county that flooded. That's a lot of cars. During that cleanup of that, they brought in just one salvage company, brought in under contract 1,000 wreckers from out of state to come and help clear the cars. 1,000 wreckers from out of state to clear the cars. They said they were picking them up like two at a time, one on a rollback and then one on a stinger, just going down the freeways and the roads, not saying, here I am, you want me to tow it, not excuse me. But the police told them to go out and clean it up. They just hooked up to them and drug them off. If it was your car, it was gone, and you just had to find it or deal with it. One Ford dealer alone lost 1,100 new cars. 1,100 new cars. One Ford dealer alone. Now, that's a
big dealer.
That's a big dealer. It probably had several locations, obviously had several locations, and $61,000 in new tires. I didn't know tires were affected by water. I really didn't. But they said that if water gets inside a tire, the inside of a tire is not, and I didn't know this, and I should have, is not, can't handle water. I don't think so. I mean, I've sold lots of used tires in my tire shop over the years that would have standing in water.
Tractors put water in there to keep the balance down.
Yeah. They do. But anyway, they said they couldn't resell them, drilled holes in them. $61,000 in new tires. The same dealership, because of a Ford program, Ford came in and said, we're Texas strong, or we support Texas, and gave the same price that employees get for anybody that had a flood-damaged car and could prove it. They sold the same dealership that lost 1,100 cars. They sold 385 units 1 month. 385 units in 1 month out of one dealer. Well, of course, everybody's cars are damaged. They say that there were 250,000 vehicles damaged in that flood. 250,000 insured. This is from the National Insurance Council. No telling how many uninsured vehicles.
Yeah, mine wouldn't show up. Mine uninsured.
Yeah, 250,000 insured vehicles for a total of approximately $4 billion with a B dollars in claims. That's a lot of damage. Now, I should tell you that a lot of those cars ended up with a salvage title and went out of state. A lot of them went out of country. But for you, a lot of them went out of state. Here's the word, Craigslist. If it appears too good to be true and has a bit of an odor, don't buy it. Just don't buy it, guys. They sent container after container of them overseas. When I was in Boston after that storm, I saw container ships being loaded with what appeared to be brand new cars. So I know they were from down there. Okay, must be getting close to time, huh?
Actually, yes it is.
Well, let's play the song and we'll see you all next week.
All right, Jack, we'll talk to you then. Stay tuned for Home Remedies coming up next.
You heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say it was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, four living gears, so you can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright, everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they was...
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.